It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
1-855-450-3733. As always, you can bring up anything you want. That is the point of the program. It's why we call it Free Talk Live. You're free to call in and talk about, well, whatever's on your mind. Once again, 855-450-FREE. Of course, much to discuss here tonight, including something from your hometown, Derek J., of Philadelphia. Well, sort of. I guess you're from New Jersey, but
yeah,
but you called Philly home for a long time.
That's right, and that's where I left to come to New Hampshire.
Right, so we're going to get to that. There's some outrageous news about feeding the homeless happening there. But first, just when you thought it was safe to chalk as a child... Because we've seen activists getting arrested for chalking here in New Hampshire, which just seems outrageous right on its face. Now, some would say that they shouldn't be chalking on the sides of buildings, which is in some cases what they were arrested for chalking. But not always. In a few cases, there was the federal building chalking that went on where they were just chalking on the ground and were arrested for that. So it has happened that adults have been arrested for simply chalking on the ground. We kind of always said, well, you know, what would happen if a child did this? Surely the police would leave a child alone for chalking. And in this case, they did technically leave the child alone, but they went after mom. According to WWBT, NBC12.com, a Richmond woman is upset after she's been ticketed for her daughter drawing on rocks with chalk. Lots of people go to Belle Isle to enjoy the warm weather, and that's what Susan Mortensen said she was doing when she came down with her 4-year-old daughter and used some sidewalk chalk to draw on some of the rocks at the beach. Now she's banned from all city parks. I asked him, meaning the cop, how am I destroying property? She said, I don't see how I'm destroying this rock by using chalk. Officer Stacy Rogers, that's Stacy who's a man, patrols Belle Isle. He's the one that wrote the ticket. He said his goal is to keep the park clean for everybody. Roger said, essentially what we're trying to do is leave behind only footprints when they come into the parks. He said chalk doesn't always wash away in the rain, and often city crews have to come clean it. Roger says he's given warnings for things like this in the past, but often he'll see the same people breaking the rules again and again. He said people learn their lesson after getting a ticket. NBC's legal analyst Steve Benjamin says he's not sure Mortensen should have been ticketed at all. He says you're not responsible for the actions of your child, and the law about destroying public property only covers permanent damage. He said using sidewalk chalk to draw some little doodle on a rock is not criminal. Well, maybe not in his world, but in this world, apparently it is. If that were criminal...
Well, I mean, you know, if the cop does ticket him, or ticket the person illegally... What's going to happen? This person's on vacation. Are they going to be able to come back several times? Because we all know how this goes, right? Several times in order to be able to get their
first
day
your arraignment, then there's your hearing, or all, pretrial hearing.
All this crap that they put in your way in order to make it very, very difficult for you. What are you going to do? You're going to pay it.
What a nightmare. Where is a child supposed to be able to use this sidewalk chalk that they sell in all the kids' stores?
Apparently on your own private property.
Okay, that's
maybe
it.
Maybe for now, until someone decides that they don't like to look at your chalked up driveway.
I hope you don't have a homeowners association.
Yeah, a lot of those have some really restrictive rules. But in that case, you did agree to those rules upon purchasing.
No, I don't know that that's necessarily true. There's a lot of homeowners associations out there that do the same thing that this petty little dictator of a cop does, and they just make stuff up as they go.
Yeah, they just change the rules and then impose fines at random.
So using sidewalk chalk, he says it's not criminal. Says that mom says she's brought the chalk to the park before and hasn't received a ticket. She said a lot of people bring chalk down there with their kids because they know it's washable. It's something fun to do that's safe. You don't have to stay in the water the whole time. And, yeah, chalk is commonly used down there, she says. Her ticket costs more than $300.
Whoa.
And she's scheduled to be in court in June.
In June. Mm-hmm. So she's there on vacation. I mean, you just can't do this. I mean, it's like...
I mean, she may be the next town over. We don't know where she's from, but...
I, you're right. I don't know where she's from. But, you know, my when I think about traveling, I think about traveling some distance. And I can tell you, if I'm 50 miles away from home, I don't want to go back there for court three different times trying to fight this thing. I mean, that's going to be it's going to be really arduous. Your whole day, three times, three whole days, because this stinking cop didn't bother to read the law or doesn't care.
For beaches and parks, I totally comprehend that there are people who have an interest in making it clean, making sure everything is kept safe there.
Right.
But this is a vacation destination. This is something they want to encourage people to come back, not for court, but to come back and enjoy themselves.
The beach isn't a nature preserve. It's, like you say, a destination, and especially a destination for families. I mean, really, kids love the beach, right? So a lot of families go to the beach. What's the big deal?
But this cop has no responsibility for people coming back. That's not his job. His job is to, you know, increase revenue. And like he says, he's there. He's trying to protect the value of what's going on. But if fewer people come next year, his job's easier.
Stacy is just looking to keep the place safe.
Yeah.
Stacy.
He's trying to make up for all the teasing he got in school.
There's video footage of this on this website, NBC12.com, and it actually shows, I guess she had taken either a snapshot or actual video of this cop ticketing her, but it shows the cop standing on the rocks, like literally right on the precipice of the rocks with the water behind him, and just really just want to give him a little push. Take a bath, buddy. Get out of here. Leave these kids alone.
Yeah.
Quit picking on little kids.
I mean,
it's pathetic.
The beach. That's where the water is going to come away. You don't even have to wait for the rain. The water's going to crash up against the rocks. And
he says not always. He says it doesn't always wash away. You know, that unwashable chalk.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it 2 or maybe 3 days later.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm not a scientist or anything, but isn't chalk basically made of the same stuff as seashells anyway?
Good question.
Probably something like that.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Good question. I mean, if anybody knows the answer, 855-453. I bet Wikipedia knows the answer to that one. But there you have it. And I don't mean really push the cop into the water. But, you know, it sure would be funny if he lost his balance and, take a bath, you jerk. I mean, can you get any more low than this besides, okay, I guess, yeah, we've seen kids being arrested by cops, so I guess it can get worse than this, but, I mean, how sad.
I wonder how the child felt about this. I mean,
right.
She had to watch her mother receive some ticket from the officer, watching her mother's facial expression the entire time. I mean, it must have been terrifying. A lot of
She's
times,
4, by the way. The daughter is 4.
Well, not going to be too hard to convince her that Officer Friendly is a big, fat jerk, huh?
Mm.
I mean, really, because I grew up in a world where Officer Ollie came to our school, that was our friend,
mm-hmm.
we waved
really
to officers.
Named Officer Ollie?
That was the puppet.
Yeah.
We waved at them, and, you know, I was taught to wave at cops and the whole thing.
Do they give you a puppet show with the cop doing the puppets?
I think so.
Oh, isn't that cute?
And I'm wondering what kids are growing up with now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they're starting this early, picking on kids when they're 4 years old, trying to threaten mom, put mom in a jail cell.
Lemonade stands are outlawed. Kids are being arrested in just Texas school for all kinds
it's
of
more
things.
More than Texas. But, yes, we know that in Texas they've arrested thousands of students from elementary school to high school, charged them with Class C misdemeanors. So we know that happens, and that stuff happens for just standard kids in school stuff that we all did, you know, writing on the desk, passing notes, showing somebody your butt through the school bus window. All these things we've all probably either experienced or done while we were in school, and they're handing out misdemeanor tickets for it.
It must be so much fun to be a child growing up in the land of the free today.
It's sick. It's so sad. Anyway, I just wanted to share that with you as an example of just how far this country has fallen. I mean, it's just...
Can anyone defend
this
one?
Right. How can you look at this and say, you know, the poor rocks, they were really marred by that chalking, and we've got to take care of our rocks.
You know, everybody deserves a clean and pristine beach when they come out, and this will teach everybody.
And they were going to have to come and replace those rocks.
Just ignore all the seaweed that's all drying up all over the place, and
forget
about that red tide, too. No, we've got to focus on the rocks and the children that are chalking on them. Because we can control those humans. We can't control what, you know, red tide washes up and so on and so forth.
Dead fish.
if you've ever smelled Red Tide, 1-855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, of course, at freetalklive.com. We've got plenty of time for your calls, your thoughts, especially if you're someone who thinks that kids should be arrested, or in this case, mom, for having children chalking on rocks. 1-855-450-FREE, the toll-free number here. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 855-453. That toll-free number is brought to you by SACL CAI.
Yep, SACL CAI is the company that handles accounts receivable. They can do it for your business. Go see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. One of the principals over there, the guy behind SACL CAI, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Liberty, and, you know, you'll be happy you sent your business their way. It's SACL, C-A-I.
All right, we continue. We'll take your phone calls here about, of course, whatever's on your mind. That's the point of this program. Still to come here tonight, some creepy police state news. It has to do with the Occupy movement and what's happening to some of the protesters that have been arrested. We'll get to that here in a moment, but Crichton is on the line listening in Louisville. Crichton, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, actually, I want to talk about the Hunger Games movie. But before I do that, I want to ask a question about amplifiers.
Yes, sir.
I tried to sign up via Bitcoin, and I can't figure out how to do that. Is there
have an option for Bitcoin at this time for being a Free Talk Live amplifier. It's all, unfortunately, FRNs. So I'm sorry to say that. We do have the Bitcoin tip jar, which you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com to learn more about how you can put some Bitcoins in the tip jar. But at this time, we don't have Bitcoin support for the AMP program.
Is it a matter of programming or something?
It would be probably a matter of programming, yes. And plus there's the fact that, you know, can't really spend the Bitcoins on web hosting and that sort of thing.
I see, on advertising, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, Talkers Magazine isn't going to take Bitcoins from
you. That's actually true that you can spend the Bitcoins on web hosting and online advertising.
Well, only if your web host takes Bitcoins and only, you know, if your vendors take Bitcoins. And I would love to see Bitcoins being accepted by more businesses, but, you know, sadly, a lot of mainstream places don't do that.
You can spend the Bitcoins on the Bitcoin advertising. You can spend the FRNs on the FRN advertising.
Yeah, but we've got the tip jar there for anybody that wants to throw some Bitcoins our way. And then the AMP program is available through PayPal and any major credit card.
So would the main problem be that it's going to cost money to program and that, you know, that's certain dollars per hour?
My God, the AMP program has been being developed for approximately 6 years now.
Yeah, I know. I've spent
way more than I'd like to admit on trying to get this done. It's still not done, and my programmers are, you know, working on it, but it's gone through four different groups of people, and it's changed so much over the years, and, you know, it's closer now than it's ever been to completion status. Maybe once it's complete and working 100%, we can talk about adding some new feature like Bitcoin to it, but I really, there's still bugs that need to be ironed out, and it's not ready completely yet, so I'm sorry about that. But it's hard to find programmers. Like, I can't afford to pay programmers thousands and thousands of dollars every single month to do this kind of work. I think the programmers I have are pretty affordable compared to some programmers I've used in the past, and these guys get things done compared to some of the people that, you know, I've used in the past. So, sorry. That's all I can say.
I was just curious because I was looking for it. I wanted to talk about the Hunger Games movie.
What's that?
The Hunger Games movie comes out Friday.
Is this the one with the girl in the woods, like, trying to be killed by people, or is that something else entirely?
That's it. That's the one. It's an excellent book. And I called in a couple months ago asking for advice on books to suggest for a 12-year-old girl, if you recall that conversation.
Not really, but I'll take your word for it.
And I got a lot of recommendations, and Hunger Games came immensely recommended, and I'd never heard of it before. So I read
it. It's a book for children?
My daughter. Yes, it's for teenagers, probably.
Okay, right. I mean, this is a violent book, is it not? I mean, I don't know. I've never read it, but I mean,
it's incredibly violent. Yes.
The movie theater preview reminded me of The Most Dangerous Game. I think isn't that the movie where the guy is being hunted in the woods?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I've never seen that movie.
Yeah.
But I can honestly say that I read the book before I gave it to my daughter.
Got it.
And the violence that's present is appropriate to the plot line. It's entirely, it's not
senseless violence?
It's appropriate violence for the subject matter. The subject matter primarily being as a future United States that has devolved into a totalitarian state. And the overriding theme is revolution. And so it makes sense that there's a lot of violence involved. But I was, we got so into it. It's such a good book that I bought tickets for the premiere on Thursday night at midnight for myself and my daughter.
Hmm. Oh, my.
Cool, and then I also heard that it has been on the New York Times bestseller list for 100 weeks, and there's already been 1 million pre-sold tickets for this movie, which
Jeez,
makes it
wow.
already one of the best movies in recent memory to premiere. And I was thinking about how very libertarian this subject matter is. Not necessarily libertarian, but liberty-minded, because she's opposing a totalitarian state, not really choosing it. She just kind of just fell into the place, the position of the, you know, the literary hero character against her will, but she plays the part. You know, that's the plot line of the book, essentially. So it's, in my opinion, it's probably one of the most anti-authoritarian and liberty-minded books since Atlas Shrugged, for example.
Wow, that's outstanding. And, you know, I'm going to have to go and check this out now. It sounds pretty pretty interesting.
And reading it and knowing that, and then finding out how immensely popular it is with the millennial generation, gives me hope in ways that I haven't had in a long time. My daughter ate it up. My niece, who my sister's family is not libertarian at all, she adores that book, the whole series. And my daughter read through all three series.
So is this like the first of? So this is the first of a trilogy?
Yes.
This movie?
And it's an excellent trilogy.
So you've read all three books at this point?
I read all three books in a week.
So, like, you picked up the first book just intending to read it to see if it was good for your teenage daughter or pre-teenage daughter, and then all of a sudden you got sucked into it, is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I got sucked into it. It's an excellent book.
High praise.
Book.
Better than Harry Potter?
Oh, yeah, it's better than Harry Potter. I read all of Harry Potter, too, and I thought that was a really good series. And that's another example. We at our generation, we had, you know, kids' books, but they were kind of lacking in plot line and
the Hardy Boys.
Yeah, the Hardy Boys, you know. So we didn't really get good
those books
literature targeted for our young generation when we were kids. But now they got the all kinds of examples of really good literature for children, like Harry Potter, Percy and the Lambians.
Well, I have to say, I'm pretty excited. I mean, I went to the Wikipedia page here for this book, The Hunger Games, and the movie apparently was co-written and co-produced by the author. So that's usually a good sign,
always
right?
Always a good sign.
Because
yeah,
a lot of Hollywood films, if they're doing a book to film, if the author's not involved, they really have the chance of botching it up. So that's a good sign. And it was directed by Gary Ross, who directed one of my favorite films, Pleasantville. I love Pleasantville. And there's great liberty themes in Pleasantville as well, so it's not a surprise to me that you saw them happening in this book and that Gary Ross is going to be helming this film. So thanks for the heads up on that, Crichton, and I'm sure that our parents and younger listeners out there, and anybody listening is going to check this one out. Thanks to your recommendation. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. And let us know how it is, by the way. 855-453 is the toll-free number. You can take control. Whatever you want to talk about goes. Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you there. Freetalklive.com features including a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. If you'd like quick access to our live streams and podcast, you can visit M as in mobile.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com.
Join more than a million people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate your business, create your will or a living trust, even register a trademark, empowering you and protecting you with common legal documents people trust. I'll tell you, if you don't have a will, you're leaving your family really open to all kinds of bad things that can happen. If you've got a family, you need a will. That's it. Your stuff can end up in court, and they won't get it for years and years and years, and they'll spend more than you've got to trying to get it or whatever. Use coupon code FTL to save $10 on your order at LegalZoom.com. It's coupon code FTL as in Free Talk Live, LegalZoom.com.
All right, toll-free number here again, 855-450-FREE. That, again, 1-855-450-3733. Just got a phone call from Crichton, who was really jazzed up about a movie that's going to be coming out. I guess he said it was this Thursday?
At midnight is Thursday,
yeah.
So the movie starts Friday.
And it is the Hunger Games, which I have to say, when I saw the preview, I thought, it looks like a cool action movie for teenagers. Looked like it was kind of riffing on The Most Dangerous Game a little bit, and that's fine. Everybody has to borrow ideas from somewhere. But honestly, I don't really know anything about it, and so I learned more in the last phone call than I had known previously. And Crichton says it's pretty liberty-oriented, and he was voraciously read through all three of the trilogy and
Sweet.
Liked it better than Harry Potter, and the movie's going to be directed by the guy that did Pleasantville. So for me, like, that alone is worth going to see it for. You've seen Pleasantville, right, Mark?
Yes.
Okay, and you definitely have seen it.
Oh, yes. Jay. He even said, Crichton said, that the popularity of the book gives him hope for the millennial generation. That gets me pretty interested.
I think that's pretty pretty cool. So I'm looking forward to seeing it now at this point, and maybe we should like get some people together and go this weekend.
Yeah.
That could be fun. I don't remember the last movie I went and saw in the theaters. It's very rare.
You went to see Captain America with me.
With you. Yeah, that was probably, that was probably it.
Drug you along and made you pay for your ticket. You were upset.
Yeah, you were begging me to go with you, and you won't even buy my ticket.
No, I ordered you to go with me, and you did.
You ordered me to go.
What happened?
I felt sorry for you, that's all. You didn't order me anything.
Well, there you go. Whatever your reasons
were. You can't get your wife to go with you to the movies, so
that much is true.
Drag me along.
Yep.
Another great movie based on books. So
what, Captain America? Yeah. Can you call? I guess you can call comic
sure,
books books.
Literature.
Technically. So, by the way, for those that don't know, let's talk a little bit about Pleasantville, since we had the excuse to bring it up. I think it's worth mentioning for those that maybe aren't familiar with it. How would you sum it up, Derek J., Pleasantville?
It's a movie in which people are aided in seeing that which was previously unseen. So that I don't reveal too much, maybe that's what I could say, whet people's interest.
Yeah, it's a really...
The cover of the movie will tell you that it's partially in black and white and partially in color.
Anyone who's seen the preview probably would yeah. figure that much out about it. But it's a real, I think, visionary film. And I highly recommend people take a look at it if they've never seen Pleasantville before. It came out in the late 1990s. And I don't know if it was based on a book. I think it was an original screenplay that... was made for the film.
It could be used as an analogy for all kinds of enlightenment.
Absolutely.
Whatever, you know, somebody considers to be enlightenment, this movie is going to be an analogy towards that. Because, you know, some of the characters see one way, and some of the characters see another way.
And by the end of the film, many have changed.
Yeah, there's some people that change their minds over time, and you know what, you know how people react to change is addressed in there.
It's a fun movie. It's about two kids, I call them kids, teenagers, two teenagers that basically take a trip through their television set through the magic of movie making, and they go back into they go into their favorite, or at least his favorite TV show. His sister's not a fan of it, but they go back into, you know, 1950s perfect place where people, where, you know, mom and dad still sleep in separate beds, because they showed that on television, you know, back in the day. If they ever showed mom and dad's bedroom, there was two separate beds in there. And so this kind of idyllic 1950s place that's in black and white, and then they bring their...
You know, only a married couple can see the value in separate beds, I'll tell you. I mean, we go and stay down at my wife's parents' house down in Florida often, and they've got a pair of twin beds in there. My mother's does too, actually, because this is just a better way to set up a guest room. Because if, say, you know, you've got people staying over and they're not married, then you know they can sleep in the twin beds or whatever.
But that really a custom, or is that just a movie TV thing? Because I know the Flintstones slept in separate beds.
I'm not
my only frame of reference here.
I doubt very seriously very many married people have separate beds. I'm just saying that there's some value to it. It's nice not to get a leg thrown over you in the middle of the night or whatever.
So they go back into this idyllic 1950s world, this cloistered, secluded town where people don't even know that the world exists outside of Pleasantville. And they kind of bring a little bit of change to town, let's just say. And I think it makes sense to leave the
it's
rest
just like
of it
there's
out.
A decade-long spoiler alert. I mean, for God's sake. It feels so funny.
I don't want to spoil it.
No, it's a great movie. I would
like to get on the air and recommend and rave about a film and then go ahead and spoil it for you.
15-year-old film.
Mark, there are always new young people who've never seen films from. I ran into somebody who'd never seen The Matrix. You know, like, what? How can you not seen The Matrix?
But if you talk about The Matrix, can you talk about the plot line of The Matrix without. I mean, I'm just saying.
I just talked about the plot line. I don't have to give detail on what happens.
So I'm just saying, you're tiptoeing.
So change comes to Pleasantville.
We're tiptoeing around the spoiler alert on the 15-year-old film. I'm not being a jerk. Right. I'm asking a question. Is there a point in time when I can just say what a medium, whether it's a book or a movie or whatever it is, I can just talk about it with impunity without feeling bad?
Yes,
can I discuss
the 1930s backwards?
The Epic of Beowulf and what happened in it. Well, spoiler alert, everybody.
It's fine. If you want to give a spoiler alert and then give your spoilers, but I'm not interested in spending airtime on
it. But people don't turn off their TVs for spoiler alerts? Just because you said it, it's not like it absolves you from spoiling.
I think that helps, though. It gives people the chance to turn something off before they go on. But why would we want them to do that?
It's just a social convention for absolving yourself of the responsibility for what you've done.
Anyway, it's a beautiful film, and I highly recommend it. It's one of those movies that really, I think, stirs the emotions. At least it did for me. And you might just cry watching Pleasantville.
So, yeah, I didn't. No.
Well, you don't have feelings.
You have a for a heart.
I have no feelings. That's right.
So, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free.
I cry at lots of movies. This one was not one of them.
Give me a movie that made Mark cry.
I like those, the animals. Was it The Greatest Adventure or whatever, the three animals crossing the United States?
And Homeward Bound! There's been a bunch of movies like that,
This one was actually supposed to be true, and I don't watch a lot of movies, but I mean, anything that has to do with the animals, I like that.
Yeah. I see.
So animals. I was right with Free Willy.
I don't know if I've seen that.
Yeah. Old Yeller?
Yeah, I've seen Old Yeller.
Did you cry?
Well, who the hell hasn't cried at Old Yeller?
I was about to spoil Old Yeller.
Never mind. Here's a movie from the 50s or whatever.
The dog dies at the end.
No! Right, the dog dies at the end.
All right, 855-450-FREE. That, again, the toll-free number here. And by the way, it's also like a very strikingly visual, beautiful film as well. So I'm hoping it'll come out on Blu-ray someday. I don't think it has. That is Pleasantville. I don't know about Old Yeller. Mm-hmm. But Pleasantville, lovely film. 855-450-FREE. One of my favorite things that were unseen before films or, open your eyes sorts of films. I love films like that. It's one of my favorites. So we can, of course, you can talk about anything that you want. Coming up here, Philadelphia, where Derek was living for a while prior to making the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. There's an update on what's happening there with homeless people and feeding them. Plus, on the way, really creepy police state news about what's happening to some of the Occupy protesters. Well, Derek Jay's going to share that with us here. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
If you've ever considered a reverse mortgage to provide extra retirement funds, now is a great time to call MetLife Home Loans for a free DVD and information kit. We've reduced costs on our Heckam Saver reverse mortgage product, making it a favorable alternative to a home equity line of credit. As a result, more people are adding reverse mortgages to their retirement plans. If you or any co-owners of the home are at least 62, call MetLife Home Loans to learn more about this smart way to take advantage of the equity in your home while you continue to own it. There's no obligation, so call for your DVD today. Call MetLife Home Loans at 800-598-1781 for your free kit and DVD. That's 800-598-1781. 800-598-1781. All loans are subject to approval. Interest accrues on the loan amount disbursed. Certain conditions and fees apply. Mortgage financing provided by MetLife Home Loans, a division of MetLife Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any
need to know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you here tonight, it's Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark. We invite you on over to our website at freetalklive.com. And if you want, you can support the show by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you'll find links to Amazon there, different Amazons for different countries. So click into the right Amazon for you and get your shopping taken care of. You'll get whatever it is that you need or want. Likely, they carry all kinds of stuff at Amazon. You'll get it either used or brand new. And, of course, if you order enough stuff brand new, then you're probably going to get free Super Saver shipping when you place your order. So it's Amazon, the same great Amazon experience you're used to. It's just that you're shopping through our affiliate link at shop.freetalklive.com. So just start your shopping there. Get in the habit of starting at shop.freetalklive.com. And then a portion of your sale will go to Free Talk Live. So I actually went during the break and looked for Pleasantville, because last time I looked for it, it wasn't on Blu-ray. But it's now on Blu-ray, so I think that's great. And I'll pick up a copy of it, and I'll give away my DVD to somebody. So there you go. Again, shop.freetalklive.com. Now then, since we're speaking of hunger earlier tonight, the Hunger Games coming out this weekend, here's a related story from technicallythatsillegal.com. Have you ever seen Parking Wars? Writes the author here, who I believe is, let's see, I think she reached out to us recently, Mark.
Anne?
Yeah. So maybe we're going
to spoke to her on the phone
talk
today.
More with her. But Anne writes, have you ever seen Parking Wars? The official description of this TV show reads as follows.
Join the resourceful parking enforcement officers of Philadelphia and Detroit as they cruise the streets to nab the equally inventive citizens who park illegally and dangerously in this gritty, often humorous reality series from A&E. Although their jobs frequently involve being abused by citizens desperate for a primo parking spot, the team members carry out their work conscientiously and tenaciously, leaving no derelict car unbooted. Now, Anne says, I would describe it differently. If I were writing the official description of the show, I would say the following. Watch as greedy city officials hire people to go around and suck the money out of everyone in the city. Bang your head on the wall with frustration as you put yourself in someone else's shoes as they empty their savings account to pay for a towing bill. Watch citizens try to make sense of confusing parking signs.
Yeah, now, you know, this just never ceases to annoy me. I can't go to a city that is not my own without getting a ticket.
It happened to me in Toronto.
It happens all the time, and it's because you can't understand what they're saying. I mean, they try to put the least amount of words on these signs or whatever, and I just don't know. Hey, give me some kind of understanding of where I can park, when I can park there, and how long I can park there.
I got a ticket at 2 in the morning at this obscure sign that I thought meant that I could park between the sign and the corner, but nope, turns out I couldn't.
Different places have different rules. I don't know what standing is.
Right.
What is standing?
What do the red curbs mean versus the yellow curbs? Versus...
I'm going to stay the heck away from a red curb, yeah. I can tell you that much.
Philadelphia is particularly heinous. With their parking.
Are they?
As far as I've seen, yeah. I mean, there are even reserved parking spots for city councilors, like in the street.
Fume with rage as the public officials hold people's cars until they go to traffic court and try to reason with some judge that hasn't seen the signs because he or she probably has a special parking space. For the ultimate in government red tape, you've come to the right spot. So she continues with her essay here. Anyway, if you haven't seen the show, you probably got a clear idea by now. The first season's based in Philly, and it follows the parking enforcement people around as they do their jobs on a daily basis. I actually kind of like the characters. I think that they generally conduct themselves with dignity and respect for others.
They're on camera.
That's a good point.
Now, you know, I've honestly never had any problems with parking enforcement agents. For me, it's the signs that, you know, confuse the heck out of me. And... I understand they're going to do their job. That's what they were hired to do. I have problems with the whole idea of the government owning roads and having the right of way and eminent domain and all that stuff. But that really doesn't come down to, you know, they're an organization that owns the roads and they're going to handle that situation as they do.
Well, Mark, I hear you. That's what they're hired to do. And of course, that's what they're going to do throughout their day. Cause you know, if they came back with no tickets, that might be embarrassing.
Sure.
But I know for a fact, they have no quota.
What?
No quota in Philadelphia, and yet they can produce
a
whole... That's a fact. I've asked the parking authority people myself.
They'll lie to you!
No, they... Well, they... Oh, okay, so, I mean, that's the best information I'm working on is what they tell me.
Here's how they play it. So, if you ask them, do you have a quota? And they say no, they're actually telling the truth. That's because they call it something different, like a departmental average, for instance.
Well, I asked some of these people when I had the opportunity living in Philly, if you came back with no tickets, would that be okay? And he says, yeah. He says, but after a week, it would be a problem. So maybe that's what you're saying, that like there's a weekly average or something. But
yeah, I don't know how they work it. I mean, it's probably different from department to department, but they have these things. Departmental averages are one way they do it. There are other ways as well, targets.
Can't these people be paid off to just not write any tickets, though? I mean,
well, I don't know. You could talk to
the difference. I mean, whether you're paying them off ahead of the ticket or paying them off after the fact, either way, you're paying them off.
But they're going to get caught, and they know that there's a pension on the line, there's the paychecks. I mean, the city government has a sweet deal. First, they steal the land from you. Mm-hmm. Then they pay somebody to guard the land, and you have to pay the taxes on that person when that organization runs in the red.
Well, even if they would consider taking a payoff from you, they'd probably be paranoid that they were being set up for, like, an internal affairs investigation or something like that. And then they'd be charged criminally. So
also, you're going to get the ticket, and when that person's day off rolls around anyway, the next person comes along.
So, again, she's kind of running down this television program, which is called Parking Wars. And she says that, and of course, they always show that the people on the other end not acting civilized. They show the people with a million outstanding parking tickets threatening the workers as they try to boot their cars. Of course, the show almost never shows the other side of the story. For all we know, they could be like this poor guy, and she links to something, who's unjustly getting tickets due to a computer error as a result of his unique vanity plates.
The show is one that...
Yeah, there's there is... Somebody has a,
no,
a unique
no
vanity.
No tags, right?
Yeah, I think it's no tags, and he ends up getting all kinds of tickets.
Yeah, from, like, all over the country or something?
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
The show is one that the show is one of the many that end up pitting citizens against the enforcers. In these shows, it's almost a given that the enforcers will look like the good guys, just doing their jobs, and the citizens will look like idiots who don't know how to park and are too stubborn to pay their tickets. I've never particularly wanted to visit Philadelphia, but this show really makes me want to stay away. Many of the people they show in the impound lot are out-of-towners who are unfamiliar with the parking rules and unable to decipher the signs. If
you know,
that.
This happened to me in Washington, D.C. They have parking along the side of these relatively major roads where everybody's parking. And what I didn't understand, and I get it. I mean, you know, once I look at it and then I understand the situation, I got it. I understood what the sign was saying. But I didn't understand it when I parked. Is at rush hour, these lanes go away.
Hmm.
I mean, you can park in the farthest right lane of the road during non-rush hour, but during rush hour...
That's for driving.
It's for driving, and they clear it all out. So they give you a $100 ticket, is what it was 10 years ago. It's probably $300 now, God knows.
Wow.
And I'm like, what? I go there. If I would have been any later, they would have impounded my car and took it away. I would have been there for days trying to get my car on.
Real quickly, the Philadelphia parking can be so absurd. When I was down there to film Occupy Philadelphia, there were four parking spots open right across the street from City Hall. I took one of them and later found that I had over a $100 ticket because was for a city councilor. He wasn't there that day. He was never going to be there that day. But
and it wasn't clear to you that like there was not like a sign right there reserved for so-and-so?
No, I mean, it said something about city councilors, but I mean, come on. There you got four lanes that are totally open. Anyone could park there, right? Like, why not? I put money in the meter. You would think it would be fine. I just think it's absurd that spaces would be open, but they're going to reserve them because they might need them days later.
This is how I always feel when I walk past the handicap parking. Now, I'm not telling you that I don't think that there should be handicap parking, but when the government sets the regulation on how many of these things there should be.
Right, and the business should be able to decide.
It's pretty darned annoying when you walk by and there are eight handicap parking spaces open, but you've had to park in the back of the parking lot.
Personally, I don't care.
It doesn't bother me that much.
There's no doubt it's bad for business. Some of these places are restaurants that want to offer to-go services where people can walk out to people's cars, but with all the handicapped spaces, they're not able to have that operation.
And
hurting commerce.
I think that handicapped people do need some kind of special parking. I just think that the government regulations on them. I have never, ever, and I'm sure the handicapped people have seen this, but I have never seen this, all the handicapped spaces filled in a particular place.
I suppose that's good for the handicapped person that's showing up looking for a good
space. What about
space?
The non-handicapped person? I mean, have you ever been to a parking lot where there's no spacing, where there's no parking
this
spaces?
This is one of the, you want to talk about minor issues.
Yeah, this
on
is
the
a first
spectrum.
World problem. Yeah, absolutely.
Controversial activism, right? Yeah. Coming from Mark.
I'm not suggesting anything.
All right, so
just
you can tell us
that the government doesn't understand what supply and demand is about, and as a result, they tend to over or underperform.
You can tell us your parking nightmare story if you'd like to share. 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And no, we didn't pay our ticket in Toronto. So, just forgot about that. 855-450-3733. But there's actually a point to this story, and she's getting to some other news about what's happening in Philly with feeding the homeless. We'll share that with you coming up here in moments. Hour number two is next. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.